to know ya, let's do it again. How we did it on a one night stand. Girl, I wanna be more than a friend to ya. Nice to know ya, let's do it again. How we did it on a one night stand. Girl, I wanna be more than a friend to ya. It was like food for all of my senses. Our time priceless, no expenses. Like water to all them dry trenches. She had a theme song for her every entrance. We had a dinner and a movie. Fire up the doobie. Grace 5 foot, this girl school closer to me. I call her babe, she call me boogie. Her beauty intelligence really moves me. Nice to know ya, let's do it again.
Ah, morning America. Yeah, my baby in the building. From the kickoff every Monday, 7 to 8 a.m. Pacific time. If you're in America, if you're in Kenya, 6 to 7 p.m. Every Monday. Welcome to the morning show. Yeah, my baby, once again from the kickoff at radio.dominican.edu. We got lots of entertainment, today, ladies and gentlemen. Football fans all around the world, tune in to listen to my show. So, in a nutshell, I'll give you a summary of today's topic. We're going to be talking about Italia's goalkeeper, Gianluca Buffon, who was offered, after retirement, he was offered Ponerol. That's funny. I know you're laughing right now. Chelsea, John Terry was stripped the amber for the second time for, you know, the restaurant that is going on right now. You know, he abused Rio Ferdinand's brother, and that is just way nasty. So, join in to listen to that. Also, we have a profile. Today, we're going to be profiling EPL top scorer Robin Van Persie from Arsenal. He's a top scorer from the English Premier League. We're also going to be seeing at Manchester United's magnificent comeback on Sunday. That was a good match, man. I don't know what to say. It was just way nasty. It was a good match. I didn't like that very much. Let's see. Flip on them page. Before we start the show, before we talk about soccer, so yesterday, Sunday, was Super Bowl. And I tuned in to check Super Bowl. Like, you know, personally, I'm a soccer fan. Like, I love football so much. But I did tune in to watch the Super Bowl. And I must say, it lived to my expectation. And, you know, the fans were just amazing. The cheerleaders, the game was outstanding. Like, I loved every bit of it. But what really like got me the most, what really got me so excited, was Madonna. Oh, man. See, I've loved Madonna since way back, and some of her music are just thrilling to listen to. But the show that she put on yesterday, that was just amazing. Dude, I wish you guys would, you know, I don't know, maybe that's just me, but Madonna was amazing. She put on yesterday a very classic performance, and the fans were just rowdy, and like, I don't know, maybe that just got the New York Cosmos, that maybe that got them the win, you know, because they was just so excited to see Madonna and all that. But, you know, apart from that, Super Sunday was classic. And just to begin the radio show, I'm going to give you the weekend scores that happened on Saturday. Manchester United drew 3-3 with Chelsea. Chelsea were the second half. They struck 3 goals. Manchester United was lagging 0. And then they put on an excellent performance to come back in the game. And the game ended 3-3. That was a mouth-watering match. If you missed it, then the scores ended 3-3. Arsenal on Saturday. Ooh, boy. That team is ripe. Arsenal beat Blackburn 7-1. Classic performance again from Robin Van Persie and the young man, Xolaid, who has proved Wenger right. He put on an excellent performance. Arsenal 1-7-1. Newcastle, they surprised Aston Villa. Boy, Demba Ba from Senegal. That boy is the bomb. Demba Ba, man. Good job. 2-1. Newcastle won 2-1 at home. Man City, they're still at the top of the Premier League. They won 3-0. They beat Fulham. They won 3-0. That was an excellent performance again from Sergio Aguero. You know, just proved critics right, you know, when he came to the Premier League. So as the table stands right now, Manchester City is at the top with 57 points, followed by Manchester because they stand at 55 points, followed by Tottenham Hotspur at the third position with 49 points, and then Chelsea comes in fourth with 43 points. Newcastle, they jumped on top of Arsenal, so right now they are at 42 points. Arsenal stands in number 6 with 40 points, followed by Liverpool with 38, Sunderland 33, Norwich City 32, Swansea 30, Everton 30, Stoke City 30, Aston Villa at number 13 with 28, Fulham 27, West Bromwich Albion at number 15 with 26, Queen's Park Rangers 21, Wolverhampton Wanderers 21. Bolton Wanderers, they stand at number 17, just on top of the relegation zone. They got 21 points. Bolton Wanderers, damn, they're still down there, man. They are number 18, you know, and if they don't pull up their socks, they're going to be relegated. Blackburn Rovers, 18 points. Wigan Athletic, they are the last of the Premier League table with 16 points. Now, before I talk about the Premier League, let's go to La Liga and see the weekend's performance. Messi once again just proved how good he is, you know, just proved that he was right to be winning the Ballon d'Or. He sparked Barcelona and they won 2-1, you know, just to end their drawing streak because they've been drawing lately. So Real Madrid he's at the top of the table right now with 55 points, followed by Barcelona, who have 48 points. Valencia comes in third with 37 points, followed by Levante. They got 32. Espanyol, Atletico Bilbao, Atletico Madrid, who got 30 points. Malaga, Osasuna, Getafe. Sevilla at number 11. And then we got Rayo Vallecano, they got 25 points. Mallorca, 25. Real Sociedad, 24. Mallorca, they got 25 points. Real Sociedad, number 14. Real Betis with 23 points. Villarreal, Racing Santander, Granada, CF, 22 points. Real Sporting, 19. Real Zaragoza with 12 points. So, Barcelona, I don't know if they're going to catch up to Real Madrid, but as things stands, you know, Real Madrid are in a fine position to clinch the La Liga title. And, you know, day after day, they just, you know, prove that they have good quality, you know. But hopefully, you know, we'll see how that goes. So Real Madrid, you know, Cristiano Ronaldo, Messi. I don't want to get into that drama at the moment. So we have football news. I have football news for y'all. So the beginning of the show, when I gave you a summary of today's topic, I told you about Italian goalkeeper Gianluca Buffon. This is weird. You know, I know this is weird, but Le Buffon was offered a porno role. Yeah, that's right. I know what you're thinking right now. He was offered a pornographic role to shoot in, you know, some of some of those nasty scenes in Italy by this guy who is like the star of pornography in Italy. And what happened, here's the story. What happened is Buffon's wife, you know, made like a public announcement on the radio that her husband, Buffon, was way much better in bed than the porno star. You know what I'm saying? So after she made those remarks, I don't know, the porno star kind of kind of got offended, maybe, or I don't know what was going through his head. He came, like, you know, to offer his public statement too, like, you know, the next day. And he was like, well, if the wife says Buffon is better in bed than me, then I'm going to offer him a role, to shoot, to be on the porno, you know, to have a role in the porn industry. But, you know, right after he retires, because I don't want him jobless and all that. So, you know, Buffon hasn't responded to all that. But, I guess he just wants to keep a low profile and he doesn't want to talk about that. But that really made me laugh, you know. And speaking of which, that happened to Prince Boateng of Ghana, you know, some time back when the girlfriend came out loud and said that the reason why Prince Boateng wasn't performing so much in the field was because they was having, like, you know, so much sex. And, he was good in bed and all that. So that's the reason why he wasn't performing. So I don't know why she came out loud and said that. But, you know, that really, you know, I mean, people got guts, you know. Damn, you know, ladies got guts and all that. So, you know, on the next news of the day, John Terry has been stripped the armband for the second time in a row. This is due to the race row that is going on, you know, a few months back. People say that he racially abused Anton Ferdinand. This is Rio Ferdinand's brother, Rio Ferdinand's from Manchester. So right now he has, like, you know, he's been charged in the court and he is to appear and answer to the charges. So we don't know whether he's going to plead guilty or not guilty. So people are just waiting. You know, so, like, a lot of people have come to condemn John Terry. And, you know, the latest of these people is, you know, the former Chelsea striker, Hasselbank, James Floyd Hasselbank. And he said that Terry is not supposed to go to the European Championship that is going to be happening in Poland and Ukraine in a few months' time. So they'd be like, you know, if he's charged and, you know, like, he has a court to answer, he has a case to answer. So they just, you know, I don't know what to say. I don't know what you guys are thinking, you know. Just share your thoughts on Facebook, the Kickoff Facebook fan page. Just share your thoughts, what you're thinking right now. Do you think that John Terry should be allowed to go to play to go and play in the European Championships or not? So just, you know, share your thoughts. And today's profile, we're going to be profiling top scorer Robin van Persie, who's been on top form for Arsenal. And I mean, if it wasn't for Robin van Persie, I don't know where Arsenal would be right now. You know, the guy is on point and the guy is sharp on goal, man. You know, he's just scoring goals like nobody's business. So Robin van Persie is a Dutch international player. He was born in 1983. He's a striker for Arsenal and Dutch national team and a product of Feyenoord Football Academy. He joined Arsenal in 2004 and became the club captain after Fabregas departed Arsenal. He became the club captain on 16th of August 2011. His playing style and ability has drawn comparison to Dutch legend Marco van Basten. Dude, this guy comes from an artistic family. And the mother and the father were both, you know, in the music industry. They were just, you know, artists and they wanted him to follow through their footsteps and all that. But Robin was like, dude, I love football so much. And, you know, he just preferred football. So later on, he joined SBV, Excelerus Youth Squad, which made his breakthrough in his hometown club, Feyenoord. After he spent three seasons there, he won the 2002 UEFA Cup. He was named the Dutch player, the Dutch football talent of the year for the 2001-2002 season. But he had a disagreement with his manager, and you know, which saw him leave for Arsenal in 2004. But, you know, Arsenal only paid like 2.5 million euros, which is not a lot, you know, compared to, you know, nowadays when clubs spend a lot of money just to get pure talent from just to get, like, you know, pure talent from these players. A lot of money involved in football, man, you know, I tell you that. So before we go on to our next topic of the day, we're going to be profiling Demba Ba too. Demba Ba from Newcastle. You know, he was, dude, that guy is serious, man. I don't know what to say about that guy. Serious talent. So right now, let me give you a few music, and then we're going to be joining somebody just to hear what they have to say about, you know, about what's going on with John Terry and all that.
For a night, for a night. Oh gosh, for a night. I feel good when you're wrapped up in my arms, dancing to a reggae song. Feel good, feel good. I feel good, 'cause your perfume isn't loud, and only I can talk about. Feel good, feel good. You feel like velvet rubbing over my skin, and when your hair dances on my chin, I wish we were alone, baby, just the two of us. Yes, every move you make gives me a rush. Oh, wine some more, show me that love unconditionally. Make believe we're alone, just you and me. Take the problems, leave them behind, don't let it show. Go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go. I feel good when you're wrapped up in my arms, dancing to a reggae song. Feel good, feel good. I feel good, 'cause your perfume isn't loud, that only I can talk about. Feel good, feel good. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Boy, what a vibe. What a vibe, what a vibe. What a night, what a night, what a night, yes, what a night, oh, yeah. I'd love to wipe the sweat off of your face, but it looks so good I might have to replace. This moment is magic, so I leave it alone. Until you say, I need time to go home. Oh, oh, oh. Wine some more and show me that love unconditionally. Make believe we're alone, just you and me. Take the problems, leave them behind, don't let it show. Go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go. When I'm wrapped up in your arms, dancing to a reggae song. Feel good, feel good. I feel good, 'cause your perfume isn't loud, that only I can talk about. Feel good, feel good, yes. Oh, what a night, what a night, yes. What a sweet, sweet night, full of vibes. Oh, what a night, what a night, yes, what a night, yeah.
No, me nah go say me never love her, but it's best to leave the one you love if you don't want me every time.
Y'all want home, don't want you get me in a trouble, so me I beg you just want home. Y'all want home, and try not call my phone.
Baby,
you just want home, y'all want home, don't want you get me in a trouble,
try you just want home,
y'all want home, and try not call my phone. No time, me feel a
me a beat her if you listen to my situation. Y'all a one like say she no rain man. Me send her back a school go get her education. Now she a take a bad man police up a station. No, and I'm saying me feel a me a beat her. My mama tell me say please don't you treat her. She make me pop out me three star. Move up the door and me a point to the street star.
Tell her say go on home, y'all go on home. Do why you get me in a troublesome, I beg you just go on home. Girl, go on home, and try to call my phone. Oh, go on home, girl, go on home. Do why you get me in a troublesome, I beg you just go on home. Girl, go on home, and try to call my phone. No, if I lie, that girl, you're the best, yeah. 12 o'clock and she says she there, yeah, just dresser. Me get mad, so me go leave her alone. Tell me nothing, no. No, give me the sweet talk. No, call me baby, no. No, call me sweet talk. You have to live back up and live fast.
Before me, I go on things that drop up. Just one woman.
Y'all go on, woman. Don't want you get me in a troublesome. You beg you just go on, woman. Y'all go on, woman. I'm trying to call my phone. No. Y'all go on, woman. Y'all go on, woman. Don't want you get me in a troublesome. You beg you just go on, woman. Y'all go on. No time, me feel like me da beat her if you listen to my situation. Y'all have one like say she no rain man. Me send her back to school go get her education. Now she a take a bad man police up a station. No, and I'm time, me feel like me da beat her. My mama tell me say please don't you treat her. She make me pop out me three star. Move up the door and me a point to the street star.
Tell her say go on home, y'all go on home. Do why you get me in a troublesome, I beg you just go on home. Y'all go on home and try to call my phone. Oh, go on home, y'all go on home. Do why you get me in a troublesome, I beg you just go on home. Y'all go on home and try to call my phone. No, me nah go say me never love her.
Yeah, my baby, from the kickoff every Monday, 7 to 8 a.m. If you're in the Pacific, only at radio.dominican.edu. So, let's go on with the show. So, today, ladies and gentlemen, funny football injuries. This is an article that I came across yesterday about footballers having funny injuries and then costing the team, you know, because when they get injured, then they don't get to play and the team loses out, right? So this guy called Erin Dadiok from Switzerland, he's a Swiss international striker and he plays for Bayern Leverkusen. And it's funny that he's going to be missing action for 2 weeks. They have like a championship and Champions League encounter with Barcelona coming up in a few weeks. And he's going to miss that too, you know. And I mean, this guy, he's a striker that the whole team depends upon, you know. And he's going to miss action just because, I don't know, maybe he was being lazy. Oh, I don't know what to say. So here's a scoop. Here's the story. The guy was in the shower, right? He was brushing his teeth right after taking the shower. So when he put the toothbrush back on the glass that houses his toothbrush, he kind of accidentally knocked the glass and then it fell down and then it just cracked all over the floor. So he stood on the shed just to try to clear the mess. And then I don't know if he slipped or I don't know what happened, but he cut his leg while he tried to clear the glass. So I'm just trying to picture it. Like, he cut his leg trying to clear the glass, and I'm like, okay, all right, I see. So he was rushed to the hospital, and he got 7 stitches on his right leg. And the doctor said that he's going to be out of action for 2 weeks just to let, you know, just to give him full recovery and all that. But here's the sad part. Like I say, he's going to miss the Champions League encounter with Barcelona, which is a massive game. You know, the kickoff of the second round of Champions League. And, you know, like every footballer, every football player live for the Champions League, you know. So if Barcelona knocks them out, then that means he's going to play next year. Later on, after August when the Champions League starts. And speaking of injuries, similar accidents or incidents has happened to like the likes of Manchester United, Rio Ferdinand, who is like a big star in England. And it's funny that this one day he was watching television. He was watching a movie. So he got up and he went to make popcorn. And when he came back and, you know, sat on the sofa, like, just, you know, shoot, he injured his tendon in the knee while he sat on the sofa. Can you imagine that? Like, sitting on the sofa and then you get an injury when, you know, injuring your tendon on the knee. That is just funny. And he had to miss action for, like, long spells. And, you know, that really affected the team. That really affected Manchester. Also, former Chelsea goalkeeper Dave Besson, once he had a tendon, like, right after dropping a bottle of aftershave on his foot. Yeah. I know that's funny. Dropping a bottle of aftershave on your foot. Could you be more careless? You know? And former Spain international Santiago Canivares also was forced out of the 2002 World Cup after dropping a bottle of aftershave. Like, a lot of guys are dropping bottles of aftershaves on their foot. And you know, this is just, you know, well, I guess your home is not the only place that, you know, that's safe, you know. I mean, guys thought that when you're in the field, then that is the only place that you can get injured. But here, guys getting injured at their own play, at their own homes, you know, place of comfort. And former Leeds headman, who's like, you know, who was like worship, who was like, you know, fans were like crazy over him, you know. This guy, David Batty, he sustained an Achilles injury after his son rode a tricycle into him. Yeah, I guess he was being a nice daddy, you know, and he couldn't get out of the way. But he also, like, missed long spells, like, right after the injury. Now, on a sad note, there is this guy, there is this old man called Nigel Dory, who was, because right now it's like kind of past tense, which is kind of sad. Nigel Dory is like the owner, or was the owner of Nottingham Forest in England. And this past weekend he died. My condolences to the family. This past weekend he died at the age of 54. He was found dead in his gym. At his home in Skillington, Lincolnshire. This is what inspired me the most about this guy. Because, you know, like, on a regular basis, I wouldn't just, you know, talk about. I don't like sad. But this guy really, like, inspired and, you know, just really made me to distinguish between a fanatic and a hard football fan. You know, like a football fan who loves his team. So Nigel was, like, way back in the day, like a lifelong Forest fan, Nottingham Forest fan. And when the club was suffering financial crisis and it was about to go to administration, Nigel bought the club. Like, he invested, like, large sums of money for the club. And he had to pass ways with 11 million euros. Yeah. 11 million euros from his investment. And he bought the club. And then after that, he invested like 100 million euros in the team, you know, just to uplift it, just give it a facelift, to buy new players, to redecorate the ground and to get new stuff and just all of that. He invested like 100 million euros. Now, we all know that, dude, that is a lot of money. You know, I mean, everybody's trying to get paid. Everybody's trying so hard just to get that paper. And I mean, for a football fan to invest 100 million euros in the team, then that means that guy was madly in love with the club, you know. So I mean, that is what I call a true fan, you know. I mean, if you're a true football fan, just think about that and try to evaluate, like, what is your stake in your favorite team, the team that you support. You know, why do you support it? Do you have a story behind it, or do you just support it just because, like, everybody else is supporting a team, you know? So now, you know, right now, I mean, I would call myself neutral. You know, I don't, you know, of course I love football, and I don't want to tell you the team that I support, because that is going to generate a lot of drama. Like a lot of, you're going to be writing on my Facebook page and telling me when, you know, this and whatnot. Like, but I have a team that I support, and I mean, that team is my world. It's in my heart, you know? So to what extent would you go to support your team? To what extent? I mean, do you just love your team because they support better sometimes? Or do you love them because they scoop trophies? Or would you love them if they are relegated? Would you love them if they lose all the game in the championship tournaments? You know, I mean, because I know a lot of football fans be like, they're down with the team when they're performing, when they're best, or when they're performing, you know, when their performance is great. And when the team is suffering, or if there's a lot of injuries in the team and then they're not performing like they're supposed to, yeah, I'll be casting out, you know. You'll be casting the coach. You'll be like, oh, I want my football coach gone. Oh, I want this player gone. I don't like my striker. I don't like the defender. I don't like the midfielder. You know, I'll just be complaining, you know. Just, if you're a true fan, just stick with your team. You know, it don't matter if they lose or not, you know, because in football, you know, you win some and you lose some, you know. And once you know that there is a draw, there is a lose, and there is a win, you know, so you can suffer the fate of either one of those, you know. So you just got to appreciate the effort that the players go out there to demonstrate, you know. I mean, if players from the different teams, the opposing teams, if they have those got to just shake hands and laugh after the match, whether they lose or not, if they have that spirit, you know, because they know, I mean, football is our passion, but at the same time, it's not a matter of like life and death. It's not a matter of me hating my opponent, you know, the opposing team, you know. And some guys just go out of the way just to do nasty stuff for the name of football, you know. Football is passion, and it's a good sport, and it's not supposed to generate violence because it's a peaceful sport. Now, speaking about peaceful, in Egypt, last week, like 74 football fans lost their lives. Daniel. Of course, my condolences goes to the family of all the guys that lost their loved ones. But at the same time, I'm just like, what? Is this supposed to be really happening right now? You know, like 74 people just losing their lives just like that. You know, you wake up one morning and then you're like, I'm going to support my favorite team. And then your friends and your family just get the saddest news that you're gone and you're no longer with them, that you're dead, you know? That is just way sad. So what happened is Al Ahly was playing Al Masry, which, you know, like in the Egyptian league. And there was a lot of football fans who went to see this game because it was just an intense game. And the atmosphere was very intense because, you know, as you know how derbies be, you know, like a lot of guys just come to watch because that is a thrilling encounter. It's just like when Barcelona plays Real Madrid, they call it El Clasico in Spain. So that is the Egyptian El Clasico. So, I mean, you can understand, you can just visualize the massive crowd that came to these games. Well, the home team won. Al Ahly won. They won. They won three goals to one. And I'm thinking, like, you know, right after you win, you're supposed to be celebrating your win, right? You're supposed to do whatever. Just go partying, go to the club, go anywhere. Just have fun. Don't cause trouble because you won, you know. But the fans from the home side, after they won, they kind of cornered the visitors, the visiting team, the fans from the visiting team. They cornered them and then they started throwing bottles of water, bottles of soda, you know, rocks. They threw everything at them. You know, this is what caused all those deaths. Because they cornered them and they started throwing all these, you know, dangerous weapons at them. So, I mean, and there was scores injured too. But 74 people losing their lives just like that is just not right. So, you know, I'm just asking you out there, you know, everybody that is tuned in, I'm just asking you, like, how far would you go to support your team? Are you a guy with a good spirit? Do you support football because it's a fun sport and it's the most sexiest sport in the whole world? Or are you, you know what I mean, right? Just post your comment on my Facebook page. The kickoff on the Facebook page. Just share your thought, what you're thinking. And let the world know. You know, because people losing their lives just like that, it's not something that people, you know, it's not something that people love, right? Football is a fun sport. Let's love it and let's embrace one another and let's have that team spirit. You can lose, you can win, and you can draw. Once you get that in your mind, then you can be behind your team all the way. All right? All right, dude, some more music for y'all.
No more time to waste and you know just what to do. Leaving out the old and picking up the new. And there is nothing to replace cause it's all inside of you. Changes. Mind finally awake and you not sleep no more. Now you know the depth of yourself and even more in store. You have been rich and you thought you were so poor. Changes. I can see the rain falling on my windowpane. This voice again, no worry about tomorrow, no. We wouldn't feel the same if we could erase the pain. Hear this voice again, go build a better tomorrow, yeah. Seems like there's no justice. Me hear them bawling out for peace. And now all them a practice. Find the code, make we crack this. Now go feel no way. Breaking out today, the system attract this. Corrupt my mind, but you can't touch my soul. Humble as a lamb, but like a lion, me roll. Me not read your script, I me not play your role. Come and see the fool that's never been told. So me sing again. I can see the rain falling on my window pane. This voice again, no worry about tomorrow, no. We wouldn't feel the same if we could erase the pain. Hear this voice again, go build a better tomorrow, yeah. See them one recruit cruise and you know we not go chime them. Eyes wide open so we see between the line them. Treasures well hidden but we know where to find them. Be not afraid, speak what is on your mind them. Motive and clear, very hard to define them. From any indecision, yeah, we need to decline them. Take what's yours and leave what is mine them. Living one day at a time them. Yeah, I can see the rain falling on my window pane. Hear this voice again, no worry about tomorrow, no. We wouldn't feel the same if we could erase the blame. Hear this voice again, go build a better tomorrow. No more time to waste and you know just what to do. Leaving out the old and picking up the new one. There is nothing to replace cause it's all inside of you. Changes. Mind finally awake and you not sleep no more. Now you know the depth of yourself and even more in store. You have been rich when you thought you were so poor. Changes. I can see the rain falling on my window pane. Hear this voice again, no worry about tomorrow, no. We wouldn't feel the same if we could erase. Hear this voice again, go build a better tomorrow, yeah.
Yes, Don Corleone and gentlemen, we earn our future, yeah.
Look at it.
I wanna fly.
the kickoff, your DJ, Yema Baby, every Monday, 7 till 8 a.m. Pacific time. If you're in Kenya listening, then it is 6 to 7 p.m. every Monday, only at radio.dominican.edu. Yema Baby, the kickoff every Monday, 7 to 8 a.m. Pacific time, only at radio.dominican.edu. So, right now, I don't know if y'all remember Eric Cantona, the legend from Manchester United, who played in the 90s, and he was big way back. And you know, like, a lot of guys love him because he scored a lot of goals, and his style of play was just magnificent. So the reason why, you know, I bring that name from the archives is because right now Eric Cantona has been employed as the director of football for the New York Cosmos. The New York Cosmos is based in New York, in the United States. And right now, Eric Cantona has a book. He speaks about his football world, how he started, and what drove him, his passion, his antics off the field, his swag, and you know, just generally his style, like what's, like, you know, who's Eric Cantona and what makes him Eric Cantona. So, you know, that is a big role that he has, because, you know, it only means that he's gonna shape he's gonna shape football in the United States, especially in New York. So, you know, just all the best to him, and because I know, like, you know, the peeps right there are going to enjoy his leadership, you know, because he has eye for football, he has just eye for detail, and he has, above all, he's a genius, right? I mean, I'm sure y'all agree with me. Eric Cantona is just out of this world crazy. And now, right back to African Cup of Nations. Chipolopolo. Yes, Zambia. How many of you guys are rooting for Zambia? How many of you guys think that Zambia is going to lift the African Cup of Nations? Because I didn't expect that. I didn't expect Ghana is going to pose threat to the champions, you know. I didn't think that they were going to, you know, like, challenge for the trophy, because the team is so good, you know? Like, a lot of guys be like, I mean, where did Zambia come from? Why were all day these years? You know, because they've come out here and they've surprised everyone. So, speaking of which, Zambia have qualified for the semi-finals, and right alongside they're gonna play Ghana. Ghana is also they had like a slight win, and they're also in the semifinals. Tunisia was knocked out, you know. I didn't see that coming. But Mali is in the semi, you know. Zambia won against Sudan 3-0. Ghana beat Tunisia. You know, they had to go to extra time to beat Tunisia because the score was 1-1, 90 minutes. So they won 2-1 after beating Tunisia. And Mali beat their hosts. So it's a close call. Right now, it's just like a lot of excitement. And, you know, football in Africa is, I know, it's a big thing. Guys are just, right now, they're just having the time of their lives. Drogba is shining and he's proving critics wrong. And I'm sure right now Chelsea fans be like, Drogba, we want you back. Come back. Yeah, because he's shining, you know, just putting good football on the pitch, showing guys what Europe as a whole and Chelsea has taught him. And, I mean, I am not exactly happy because Senegal was knocked out of the competition, because I mean I expected a lot from Demba Ba, Demba Ba, who's you know, put on a magnificent performance against Manchester United. And a lot of guys were like, oh, Demba Ba is the man. And when it comes to African Cup of Nations, then he's going to be the top scorer, you know. A lot of guys saw that, you know, like expected a lot from him. Him and his teammate, Papiss Cisse, you know. That is like one good combination of strikers right there. You know, I mean, they were the whole reason why Newcastle beat Aston Villa in the first place over the weekend, right? I mean, Cisse scored the winning goal on his debut, you know. He was marvelous when he came in as a substitute. So, but, you know, it happens, like I said, you know, initially or a while back. Football is, you expect draws, you expect win, and you also, you know, you can lose, you know. So, let's just see. But massive semis. So, if you're not seeing the African Cup of Nations, then please just, you know, find that time to watch it. I'm sure this is, you're going to love it. You're going to love it because there's a lot of talent in Africa. And Italian Serie A, yo guys, you're going to love this. Roma shocked Inter Milan. The reason why that really fascinated me was because Inter Milan are at the top of the league, and you know, of the Italian Serie A, and Roma shocked them because they spanked them 4-0. I didn't believe that, but I saw the game, and I mean, I love goals. When goals go in and then players be celebrating, jumping up and down, you know, doing acrobatics, somersaults, I love that. I live for that moment. And 4-0 past Inter Milan, I was just like, you know, I mean, I saw the looks on Interfaces fans. I saw the look on their faces. They didn't believe it. They didn't believe it. They were just like, oh, this is not happening, you know. This is not happening. That's just like this one time when my team was beating 6-0 at home. I just felt like smashing the TV, you know. But if I did that, then that means I wouldn't be watching soccer, because right now I wouldn't be having a TV, which is so expensive in the first place. All right. So, English Premier League today, later on, Liverpool is going to be playing Tottenham Hotspur. That is a massive game because, you know, nobody want to lose. Everybody wants to find themselves in the spot to play the Champions League next season. So that is a massive encounter. And if you miss it, then you miss out on a lot. Tune in to check out Liverpool versus Tottenham Hotspur today. That is the English Premier League. So let me just give you a highlight of the upcoming fixtures in the English Premier League, Spanish La Liga, and Italian Serie A. Massive encounter coming. Besides that, the La Liga also, like today, Ciudad de Murcia is going to be playing Malaga. And then that is the La Liga. In the Copa Libertadores, Fluminense is going to be playing Arsenal de Sarandi in Group 4. And then in Group 7, Defensor Sporting is going to be playing Vélez Sarsfield. So over the weekend, massive encounter coming because Manchester United is going to be playing Liverpool for the third time in a span of like a month. That is massive because, you know, Manchester wants to go right there in the top of the Premier League. And you know, they want to scoop or they want to lift the trophy 20th time. And I'm sure Liverpool don't want them to surpass, you know, to go any further than 19, because they're the most crowned or they're the most successful team in the Barclays Premier League in England right now. And they have 19 and Liverpool got 18, you know. So I'm sure Liverpool is going to do all they can just to deny Manchester United that chance of lifting that trophy for the 20th time. So coming right up, ladies and gentlemen, this is the kickoff once again. Yema Baby on the Worlds every Monday, 7 to 8 in the morning Pacific time, only at radio.dominican.edu. So coming right up, I'm going to give you the coming fixtures for the weekend. You know, I don't want you to miss out on the action. Just Manchester United and Liverpool is just one of those games that is coming up. So don't forget to tune in, or don't forget to check the game out once I give it to you, okay? Yema Baby, the kickoff every Monday, 7 to 8, only at radio.dominican.edu.
Sister. Yeah. Brutality. Brutality. Every day. Pressure in the youth them. Them have to get a beating. Babylon. Pressure in the youth all day. Them have to get a beating. In the amount of innocent them slay. God no for them and no police. Them a uniform bad boys. People thinking in them well one for destroy. No police. Them a uniform bad boys. Nah judge and nah sleep. Say no for them and no police. Them a uniform bad boys. People thinking in them well one for destroy. No police. Them a uniform bad boys. Them not protect me. So have you ever seen a murderer, murderer in a uniform? Murderer, murderer with lights and fire around. Murderer. And the youths them want the pressure. People thinking in them want to push up on the stretcher. Work so hard for more and when you're done you're getting lesser. Boss man member say are you are the aggressor. Call the police from when them come and see be a dead body that a come much hours later. Serve and protect them now, no. All them want to stand up for roadside and tax people. Waste time a chat but seat belt in a vehicle. When the place a run so evil. Can't offer them a no police. Them a uniform bad boys. People thinking in them well want for destroy. No police. Them a uniform bad boys. Nah judge and nah sleep. Say no for them a no police. Them a uniform bad boys. People thinking in them well want for destroy. No police. Them a uniform bad boys. Them nah protect me. Yo, I saw them system set up. Some police go join the force, protect revenge. Gawa motor innocent them wet up. That's why crime rate a step up. Crooked cops have to move up on the bench. Straight in a hell them a go end up. Alright, destruction. Some police them not protect we. Them cause corruption. Be a corruption. Them and them crooked dog. Shut out the liquor youth my room me looking at. Them are no police. Them are uniform bad boys. People thinking in them well want for destroy. No police. Them are uniform bad boys. Nah judge and nah sleep. Say no for them and no police. Them are uniform bad boys. People thinking in them well want for destroy. No police. Them are uniform bad boys. Them not protect me. So have you ever seen a murderer, murderer in a uniform? Murderer, murderer with lights and fire around. Murderer. And the youths them want the pressure. People thinking in them want the push up on the stretcher. Work so hard for more and when you're done you're getting lesser. Boss man member say are you are the aggressor. Call the police from when them come and see be a dead body that a come much hours later. Serve and protect them now, though. All them want to stand up on roadside and tax people. Waste time a chat but seat belt in a vehicle. When the place a run so evil. Can't offer them and no police. Them are uniform bad boys. People thinking in them well want to destroy. No police. Them are uniform bad boys.
Busy signal with a tune, the police. So upcoming fixtures this coming weekend, Liverpool is going to play Tottenham today. I'm sure like later on during the day. Manchester United is going to play Liverpool at 12:45, Black Band is going to play KPR. Bolton is going to be at home against Wigan. Everton is going to be at home against Chelsea. These matches are all happening on Saturday, 11th at 3 p.m. Fulham is going to play Stoke. Sunderland against Arsenal at home. Swansea against Norwich. Tottenham against Newcastle. Wolves against West Brom. And Aston Villa against Man City, which happens on the 12th. The FA Cup, Sheffield against Blackpool on Tuesday, 7th. Southampton versus Middlesbrough against Sunderland on Wednesday, 8th at 7:45. That is the FA Cup and the Barclays Premier League. In the Spanish La Liga, on Monday, today, Granada CF is going to play Malaga at 8. On Saturday, 11th, Racing Santander is going to play Atletico Madrid at 5. At 7, the same day, Osasuna hosts Barcelona. Real Betis hosts Atletico Bilbao at 9. And then on Sunday, Espanyol is going to host Real Zaragoza. Malaga is going to be at home against Mallorca. Rayo Vallecano against Getafe. Valencia against Sporting Gijon. Villarreal against Granada CF. Real Madrid against Levante. And then on Monday, on the 13th, Real Sociedad is going to be at home against Sevilla. So that is La Liga for you and the English Premier League. Unfortunately, our time is up today. And you have been listening to The Kickoff with Yema Baby every Monday from 7 till 8 Pacific Time, only at radio.dominican.edu. Please do tune in every Monday, 7 till 8, The Kickoff, Yema Baby, your football world. See you next time. Have a nice day.
Cause corruption, be a corruption. Them and them cookie dog, shut out the liquor youth and run me looking at. Them and no police, them are uniform bad boys. People thinking in them well, want to destroy. No police, them are uniform bad boys. Nah, judge and nah, sleep. Send no for them and no police, them are uniform bad boys. People thinking in them well, want to destroy. No police, them are uniform bad boys. Them not protect me. So have you ever seen a murderer in a uniform? Murderer with ice and fire, a murderer. And the youths them off the pressure. People picking in them off the push up on the stretcher. Work so hard for more, and when you're done, you're getting lesser. Boss man, member say, are you are the aggressor? Call the police from when them come and see be a dead body that a home at hours later. Serve and protect them now. All them want to stand up on roadside and tax people. Waste time a chat about seatbelt in a vehicle when the place a run so evil. Can't no for them and no police, them are uniform bad boys. People thinking in them well want to destroy. No police, them are uniform bad boys. Nah, judge and nah, sleep. Say no for them and no police, them are uniform bad boys. People thinking in them well want to destroy. No police, them are uniform bad boys. Them not protect me, them have to get a beating. Babylon pressure in the youths all day, them have to get a beating. For the amount of innocent them slay. Them are no police, them are uniform bad boys. People thinking in them well want to destroy. No police, them are uniform bad boys. Nah, judge and nah, sleep. Say no for them and no police, them are uniform bad boys. People thinking in them well want to destroy. No police, them are uniform bad boys. Them not protect me.
Set it up. Consider this.
consider this hint of the century. Consider this slip that brought me to my knees pale. What if all these fantasies come flailing around? Now I've said too much. I thought that I heard you laughing. I thought that I heard you sing. I think I thought I saw you try. That was just a dream. Was just a dream. That's me in the corner. That's me in the spotlight. Losing my religion. Trying to keep up you. And I don't know if I can do it. Oh no, I've said too much. I haven't said.
You know, I was wondering, you know, if you could keep on, because the force, it's got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like, it makes me feel like, woo!